IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I want to talk about travel. I want to find out what, how do we prevent what happened in Beitbridge last week from happening again in January? And joining me on the line is the SAF chairperson, Juanita Marie. And SAF is the South African Association of Freight Forwarders. Morning, Juanita. How are you?
Morning, Kathy. Thank you.
Just help me with the pronunciation of your name. Is it Juanita or Juanita?
It's Juanita.
Juanita. Okay. I was wrong on both counts. All right. So, Juanita, how do we prevent this from happening again the other way around?
Yeah, maybe, Kathy, I've listened to what Lynn and Mike were saying. Yes. So maybe if I just can give your listeners a bit of context.
Sure.
We're working with two international bodies. You've got the World Trade Organization in Geneva, and then you've got the World Customs Organizations in Brussels. So we have, or in Brussels, and the World Customs Organizations, they have 189 countries that subscribe or that's members of the World Customs Organization. And what they have done over the years since 1952, they've developed various instruments for the customs authorities or administrations to deal with border crossings, with trade. And so they've developed various instruments.
Sure.
And I think what we can see in our region, we have one big instrument, and they call it the Safe Framework of Standards. And under that, they've built three pillars, which is the customs-to-customs pillar, and then the customs to business pillar, and then the customs to other government agencies pillar. And what we can see in the last 21 days, we definitely don't have a strong pillar in our SADC region between customs, private sector, and other government agencies. And I think that what I can sum up, that was the major problem in that. And also, we probably lost our ability to dialogue with government effectively. I think if I can sum that up, that's what we were seeing in the last 21 days that was playing out.
Yeah. So all of those people who went in one direction over the last 21 days are going to inevitably be coming back in the opposite direction. What actions can be taken to prevent, a recurrence of what happened last week?
What I said, why I started with the WCO or the World Customs Organization, South Africa is not unique. You've got borders in South America, you've got in Russia, all over its borders. And there needs to be guidelines of how we can facilitate that. I think in South Africa challenge, or let's say in Africa, what we've seen is the Department of Health was taking the lead, and they were saying what needs to happen at the different border posts. And unfortunately, they don't have a knowledge of how the supply chain work, how the different role players interact with each other. And now you bring the health regulations, and it doesn't come in synergy with the process flow and the document flow that's happening at the border post. So that's why when we look at the international platform, they have crafted what lessons been learned, what can we do, and how can we overcome these obstacles. And we reach out to the portfolio Oversight Committee, which is Advocate Bongani Bongo, that's handling the Department of Home Affairs, to say that maybe we need to form a collaborative approach and speak to each other, because as you heard from Lynn and from Mike, they're very much on the ground and they know what's happening. And unless we take that experience and bring it back to the health protocols, we can have another disaster coming back.
My understanding is that those health protocols were always developed in consultation with stakeholders. I didn't know that they were just doing it blind.
Well, to be honest with you, we always heard in the media that the government reached out to industry experts. They haven't reached out to us, so we don't know who's the industry experts. But I can tell you frankly, we didn't have a call from government to reach out to us to say, how can we integrate the health protocol in a supply chain? And how can we make sure that the supply chains are moving? So maybe the experts are people that we don't know in our industry, but I can tell you frankly, they did not reach out to people on the ground and to our association or for that matter. And I think you will find the same message that the RFA gave in Cali is all the same.
Well, it all makes sense now as to why some of the protocols are the way that they are, that you can sit in a taxi, but if you go to the cinema, even with somebody that you live with, there has to be a seat between you. You can, you're not allowed to remove your mask, but you can sit in a restaurant. Well, how are you going to eat without removing your mask? You know, the one hand doesn't really know what the other hand is doing, and there really obviously needs to be more engagement with industry experts, as you say. Sure.
It all makes sense. Just to compliment you, I was sometimes wondering over this time, a period of time, did we lost the ability to actively collaborate or engage with government? I'm not sure. It's a question that's in my mind that I don't find the answer, because it's really, it doesn't seem that there's coordination and there's really open dialogue, and that we can say to each other, this is working or this can't work. Let we change this protocol.
Yeah.
I know that the National Command Council, but again, we don't know who is the people that's sitting on that and who's the experts, because on the ground, as Lynn was explaining and Mike, it's really devastating, and it doesn't seem that the message come through to the right people in government.
Absolutely. Janita, thank you so much for joining me, and let's see. Hopefully there will be some engagement. I'm just quite shocked that that nobody from, you know, the Command Council, the COVID Command Council, has contacted the Freight Association or anyone who represents, you know, freight and transport in this country. It's actually mind-blowing.
Yes, you're right. We are really, that's what I'm saying, we don't want to blame government and all that, because we want to foster that we can dialogue. So we did reach out to the advocate Bongani from, as I said, from the Parliament Oversight Committee to really engage and see, can we open a dialogue and can we just share some critical experiences and some suggestions?
Yeah. One of our listeners messaging in saying the huge cross-border migration is a nightmare waiting to happen. I think that that's even provincial, Mike. I don't even think that it's cross international borders. I think that there should have been a travel, you know, there should have been a travel ban at this time. You know, it's just 1 year where people wouldn't have been able to go home, but it would have prevented the South African population from spreading COVID throughout the whole of South Africa. And and 2 days ago, I spoke to Professor Barry Shoup, and what he said was absolutely, it felt like somebody had punched me. He said, wait until the people who are all on holiday come back to Gauteng. Gauteng is going to be an absolute living nightmare. Already the hospital's under pressure.
Last point, I think also what's for us more concerning, we talk about the Africa Free Continental Trade Area, but if we can't resolve this stumbling block, we will not be able to live our dream to industrialize South Africa and make the supply chains predictable, because nobody's... not one single supply chain can handle these delays.
Yeah. Message says, how many, you know, how many people returning will isolate? Mike says, my gardener went home, said Zim is hectic. Anyway, Janita, thank you so much for chatting to me. And really, aside from the content of what we're talking about, you're really lovely to talk to.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Janita Marie. She is the South African Association of Freight Forwarders chairperson.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.